On the show today, we have Mobileverse Dave Richards talking about digital disruption, mobile branching, and proximity sensors. So check it out. We are talking a little digital disruption here today because that's what life is all about right now, because every time we blink our eyes, there's some sort of new digital gizmo or gadget that's changing our lives, that's making a huge impact. And talking financial industry, what from your perspective, because you work for a mobile technology company and you guys are all about mobile branching, mobile products, all that type of stuff with credit unions and banks, what are you seeing digital disruption right now? You're in the thick of it.
Yeah. So you're right. Digital disruption is in the forefront of everybody's mind, or it should be. Any CEO or any IT or branch operations person I talk to is always talking about how can they do more to get in front of what their consumers are wanting. So we talk about extending your branch reach, you know, taking things mobile with your branch operations, digitizing your forms, getting rid of paper.
Yeah.
And they say, well, okay, so we do all that, and that's commonplace. People sign up for loans and stuff online, and they do the DocuSign type stuff. They're doing e-signatures, but that's not personal. So how can I, as an institution, take my branch and my brand personal?
Mm-hmm.
So the product we have, Mobile Branch, does that. It takes the institution's desktop environment on a surface, which I'm talking to you on, and lets them take that mobile and do everything they can do in their desk environment today, mobile. And we won't get in all the great functionality we have because that's not the point.
Right.
But the what we're doing is enabling institutions to compete with that digital disruption, because the digital disruption is strictly digital. And yeah, that's great, and I want it. I don't want to go in a branch. I mean, I did snap the picture of a check today and deposit it. I don't want to go in there. But if you have an event that requires you to have FaceTime, yeah, you can do this that we're doing. You can do a video conference, but there's still, you miss out on that handholding. If my identity gets compromised, I may trust someone a lot more if I'm sitting across the desk from them and they can lay it out for me and say, here's everything, whether it's on a tablet or not.
Right.
You want to get that. So you need that digital age, but you still need that handholding. You still need that personal thing. And that's where, and I think all the experts out there have said, the branch isn't going to go away. It's going to shrink. But the FIs are going to do different things with those branches.
Yeah.
I've seen in San Francisco, there was a big bank. They turned a branch into a Starbucks. They have a Starbucks in there. And it's mainly Starbucks with a little bit of finance on the side.
Oh, really? Okay.
So there's that stuff. People are turning them into community things. But digital disruption is here. It's here to stay. And it doesn't mean everything's going to be digital. It just means how can you better utilize your time as a consumer or your time as an employee to do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, because anytime you can get face to face with people, especially in our digital world, that is a relationship enhancer. So and so the whole philosophy of a mobile branch really intrigues me, because it's like the employees going out and going to you. It's almost like a delivery service or a house call or something like that, which is like stepping back in time. But when but we're taking advantage of technology with that. I find it almost paradoxical. It's just like, what? You know, so we're stepping back and talking, you know, we just had the 30th anniversary of Back to the Future, that all that type of stuff. And so we're stepping back into the future with house
calls. And you almost got it right with the Cubs, by the way.
Almost.
Jeez. Sorry.
Maybe we might have to wait another 100 years, but we'll check it out. But anyway, sorry, Cubs fans. Sorry. I'm a Padre fan, so I'm suffering too.
Your pain. Yeah, me too.
We're all in that same boat. But anywho, so I just find it so intriguing that this type of technology or this type of philosophy is really working. You can take a tablet, you can take a phone, whatever, and connect with your members this way. And I find it fascinating. And you're right on the front lines of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when we go I was just in the Caribbean, fortunately. I was on business there. Yeah. And it's there too. And people think, oh, you know, the Caribbean are down there. They do things with, you know. No, they're very technologically advanced and they want this as well. So it's not just a US thing. It's not a Canada thing. It's not a Europe thing. It's a global thing. Mobile technology, mobile branching, mobile branding is now. And it doesn't mean mobile as far as on a device, on this like branding it out there. It means taking this device and having them be interconnected. So omni-channel is a word that's been used
Oh, yeah, too much.
Device agnostic, whatever channel you want to talk about, however you want to take it, taking every touch point that you have as an institution and your customers or members have as from their relationship and tying those together and making sure that you, Mike Lawson, member number 52498, mm-hmm. can interact with me mm-hmm. on any device you want. If you need a help with something, we're on our drawing board, a Mayday type button. You remember Amazon had that Mayday button?
Yeah.
We're going to do something like that with our technology where when you go to do a branchless transaction, you can, as the consumer, say, you know what, I'm stuck here. Whether it be on online banking, on mobile, on a kiosk, on an ATM, on a virtual teller machine, mm-hmm. I'm stuck here. I then get that signal, it comes to me, I take over that device, mm-hmm. and now I can transact on your behalf. You see everything I'm doing,
oh, wow.
and it completes as if you did it, mm-hmm. but you're authorizing me to help you.
Right.
So I'm not doing anything without your knowledge. Right. You see everything I'm doing,
right.
and if a receipt's generated, you still get that receipt. If mm-hmm. a session gets authentication or okay, you get that. Mm-hmm. So that type of stuff is where the digital age is coming. It's okay. not just a disruption, it's more of a shift of we need to go from paper and stone and all that other stuff we're doing now and go to more productive and more efficient manners of doing our job.
Yeah.
And that's where every company should be, whether it's us in our mobile branch stuff or it's a teller machine or an ATM or card maintenance, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Get rid of the manual work and be able to send between systems and have things interconnect. And that's where we do a real good job of interconnecting these third parties. So,
sweet. And there's another thing that we talked about that really intrigued me before we started the show was proximity sensors. I mean, we see this with beacons at Apple in the retail environment, Apple, Target, you were talking about. A lot of these retailers use it. But how does it work in a financial services environment?
So the concept behind these beacons or proximity sensors is it would be a software loaded on a device, whether it be a tablet or a smartphone, or even I don't know if they can put them in chips and cards. I don't know that technology that well, but I do know it can be an app. Mm-hmm. So let's go with that idea. Okay. It's in an app. You have your smartphone with you everywhere because you rather lose your wallet than your smartphone. So you have your smartphone with you. This proximity sensor is loaded on your app. You're walking around, whether you're at a park or you're at a branch or somewhere. You're somewhere where your financial institution is, whether it's an ATM, whether it's a teller, whether it's some sort of engagement with your financial institution, mm-hmm. they can utilize that sensor to then pop or authenticate you as an individual mm-hmm. to that machine, whatever it is, the ATM, the contact center, the kiosk. So now you're signed in, you're authenticated, and you can do your transaction without mm-hmm. having to swipe your card or do something because it knows you're you.
Right.
And it might be a little bit more, it might have a bigger need to have more authentication for a non-person-to-person engagement, like a teller might have for an ATM, you might need to punch in your PIN number still. But it's going to log you in, and now you just punch in your PIN. You don't have to swipe your card.
Right.
So the benefit of that for our solution is, I know in the branch that you're Michael Austin because now I'm going to pop your biometrics. So when you come to my teller counter, I might be a brand new teller and I don't know that Michael Austin's a former governor of San Diego and he's a superstar. Yeah, you just got a promotion.
What? But governor San Diego.
He comes to my counter and I go, oh, hey, hi, Mr. Lawson. And I know it's you because on my screen I see you.
Yeah.
So there's a pretty good percentage that that's you.
Yeah.
So that's where the beacon stuff and that proximity sensors work. Mm-hmm. And then you can set the geofencing where, you know, it doesn't pop until you get in a certain radius. So we're not going to know if you're 10 miles out. We don't care. You're going to just drive by. We don't want to know if you're within maybe 100 yards of us.
Yeah.
Then we start saying, hey, Mike Lawson's here. Maybe we're going to send you offers. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike, did you know your car's coming due or we got a sale on this or a sale on that or check out this or whatever.
Every time I drive by a Starbucks, my Starbucks app, bing, come on, come over here and get our coffee. It only cost you $5.
Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I find that another relationship enhancer because when you go to, I mean, we all still go to the branch. It's just a fact of life. And so when you go there and then this, you know, when you go by there and then your screen pops up on the teller screen, boom, that teller automatically knows who you are if they don't know you already. And they're going to know all your information. So that's a great opportunity for a cross-sell opportunity. How's the family? What are you guys doing this weekend?
That type of thing. You feel like you're something instead of a number.
Yep.
You know, you walk into any large FI, who cares if it's bank, credit union, or savings and loan, and they're pretty much non-personal. Mm-hmm. It's they're just trained to turn them in, turn them out, and that's just their philosophy. Mm-hmm. But you go into a smaller community bank or credit union, completely different. If you've been there a while, you know the people. I know Mike Lawson, the manager, because I've been coming in there for days. I got my kids in here. I walk in, we have 20 minutes of house things before I do anything.
Yeah.
So that's where this really starts to go back to where credit unions were in that personal experience. And
love it.
People are going to like it because the younger generation, they may not think they want it, but I know my kids are 16 and 14. If they go in somewhere and they say hi, like our local fast food joint, they know them there. So they say hi to them. That, they like that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a different thing. That's where they are. Right. So they feel important. Hey, yeah. Trevor, how you doing? The local sandwich shop. Yeah. You want your same sandwich?
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So the younger generation, although people are labeling them as they want it quick, now,
yeah.
They still, I think, deep down are going to want that, hey, they know me.
That's a human nature thing.
Right. It's love. Everybody wants to be loved.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. So and again, you know, I think, oh, there's my phone. I'll decline that for now. But anywho, I think these are relationship enhancer. I'm thinking we should rename them, you know, not disruptors, but enhancers, because you're really enhancing the member experience, or if you're a bank, I mean, the customer experience.
Enhancement instead of digital disruption can be.
Exactly. You know, so, I mean, that's what I think what we're all aiming to do. And then it's human nature to want to be known, I guess, you know, when you walk into a branch or the sandwich shop and go, hey, Trevor, how's it going? That's a pretty cool. I mean, there's not a person on the planet who wouldn't like that, you know?
Right, exactly. And we're doing so much with the technology that FIs have in place already today that it's just reusing stuff they have in a more functional environment.
Yeah.
Everybody opens new accounts pretty much the same way. Everybody transacts the same way. But I was just in a FI this week and I walked in and their lobby attendant had a clipboard. And I think it's great that you have a lobby attendant or receptionist or concierge, but I said in my meeting with the CEO, what can she do? She can't do anything besides take me somewhere.
Right.
So if she had the ability electronically to help me, maybe I could stop right there with her or him and I could get my question answered and I could be gone instead of her taking time to go over to a terminal, look up something, find the right person, know they're there or not there, get on the phone with the technology that we provide. She would be able, or he would be able, to find out whatever information I needed as a member right then and there, direct me, help me, satisfy me, and let me move on, and we're done.
Yeah.
So he or she is useful instead of standing there as a figure person, which helps deter crime if you have a concierge person. Helps. It's that front greeter. You're like, oh, there's another line of defense. But they need to be effective.
Yeah.
And I don't think that, and I brought it to the CEO's attention, he agreed, it's just something that they do, but they want to do more.
Yeah.
So we're able to change the face of FIs and get them better face in the community, because no longer, and I said this on our interview months and months ago, you can't tell me your FI has better rates, better people, better coffee, better popcorn, and better donuts on Friday than the one next door.
You're right.
They all say the same thing.
Yeah.
So what separates you from them? And that is a digital enhancement product. And that's what Moby Branch brings to the table.
Sweet. Great message to end on, sir. Yeah. Dave, always a pleasure, man.